Right, I'm joined in the studio by my first guest. It's Megan Dallas. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show. You're a singer, songwriter. I've just found out. Then you're from Hong Kong.
Yes, I grew up there for most of my childhood, and I left when I was about 15.
Can you speak the language?
No, it's terrible. It's like a big source of embarrassment.
That doesn't matter. So it's a lovely name, by the way, Megan Dallas.
Thank you.
It's like a film star name. You know, I think I'm going to be watching a film starring Megan Dallas.
I have actually been, people have asked me if it's a stage name, but it actually is my real name.
It's your real name?
Yeah.
MD, for short. So, like, yeah. See, it's like posh, isn't it? Look, signed by the MD.
Yeah.
Is this your first time to Brentwood?
Yes, it is.
It's where they film all the reality TV here.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
It's like it's practically like Hollywood.
Yes.
Apart from we haven't got any palm trees. It's practically like that.
It looks just like it.
Do you watch any of those Anyways Essex programs?
I don't. I don't really watch stuff like that on TV. My guilty pleasure is probably the X Factor. That was as guilty as it goes.
Yes, because of you was on X Factor, wasn't you?
I was. Yeah.
And how did you get on with that?
It was okay. I made it through the first judge's audition and yep. then got kicked out in the first round of boot camp.
And it doesn't matter, does it? They all get kicked off eventually.
Yeah, everyone's got to get off.
Was it a good experience, though? Was it frightening? Or how did you find the whole you know, audition process all the way through to how, you know, far as you got?
I found the judge's audition so much fun. Playing to that many people in the crowd was just like once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I found boot camp very stressful. It was like very intense and there's a lot of competition. Everyone's amazing. So all in all, it's a great experience.
It's easy to watch it on TV, and a lot of people, some people like it, some people hate it. You usually find the people who hate it really hate it. But when I watch it, and I haven't seen it as much because I'm mainly gigging or working on those days, but mm-hmm. it looks really scary. I mean, they just get you and throw. I mean, no one's going to be used to be playing a big crowd like Wembley, for instance, you know, unless you're already a star. So when you're on those big stages, you've got to have some guts to get up there. So. Yeah. Well done for that.
Yeah, I mean, it was very intimidating when I first got down backstage and I saw the crowd and heard how loud they were. I was very nervous. But you have a few hours to kind of chill out backstage and just hear other people. So
yeah.
It was all right once I got up there.
You get to meet Ollie Murs anyway, don't you?
Yeah, he's a classics guy.
He's got a new track, actually. We might try and play that later on. Let's get to the music. For the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre?
It's kind of a pop R&B. So I listened to a lot of soulful music growing up, so I've tried to integrate that into my sound now.
Talk us through your musical journey, because you lived in Hong Kong, mm-hmm. You've moved to the UK. How did you get into music?
Well, when I was just, you know, a kid, my dad had this kind of old, broken electric keyboard. And so he taught me how to play the 12-bar blues. I think it was about 6 or 7.
It was obviously working then, even though it was broken.
Well, yeah, it was just really dusty and no stand, and it was just on the floor and stuff. So he taught me to play the 12-bar blues, and after that, I just kind of fell in love with music. And all throughout my childhood, I sang and played instruments. And then about 2 years ago, when I left university, I picked up the guitar and started gigging and writing my own music.
Now, on your Facebook page,
yeah,
it says, I don't think wherever I found it anyway, somewhere it says, and I wrote it down, I'm bound to say it wrong, because I tried it a couple of times and it all came out, beat tongue it went. You're an instrumentalist.
Yes.
I've done it right. Instrumentalist.
Yes.
How many instruments do you play then to be an instrumentalist?
I play three instruments. So pretty I good. Play the guitar, yep. the piano, and I play the flute.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And the piano and the guitar, I would have guessed those.
Mm-hmm.
But the flute kind of completely.
Yeah, I mean, I love classical music, and I studied music at school, and so I picked it up as something a little different to play in the school orchestra, school band, stuff like that.
So I guess you could kind of record a track with a bit of guitar, a bit of keyboards, and then flute over top of it as well.
Yeah, well, all the instrumentation basically I did on my EP is me. So, yeah, I play a few instruments, and it's really handy for music.
Well, we're going to talk about, you've got a debut EP out titled Tattoo.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that, but first we're going to do a live song for us.
Okay.
What's your first track? Tell us about it.
It's actually the first track off the EP, and it's called Breathe. And I just wrote it, and it's kind of about the kind of beginning stages of a relationship when you're not sure if somebody likes you. You think they do, but you're not really sure, and it's kind of about that feeling.
I get that every day. Take it away when you're ready.
Thanks. I forget to breathe. In and out, we're so up and down. I've had my doubts, but I can't figure you out. I'm feeling butterflies, I'm trying to catch your eye. And I'm wondering why you won't see the worst tonight. We got hearts racing, then we're hating. I don't know what to do, so I fall so low. Cause I don't know if you're falling in love with me too. I've been patiently waiting for you. Are you ever gonna make your move? I forget to breathe when I'm thinking about you. I've been patiently waiting for you. Are you ever gonna make your move? I forget to breathe when I'm thinking about you. Is that the time you're still on my mind? Love at first sight, but I'm on my own tonight. The way I feel, is it real? I don't know if it's true, so I fall so low. Cause I don't know if you're falling in love with me too. Been patiently waiting for you. Are you ever gonna make your move? I forget to breathe when I'm thinking about you. I've been patiently waiting for you. Are you ever gonna make your move? I forget to breathe when I'm thinking about you. Forget to breathe when I'm thinking, I've been patiently waiting, when I'm thinking about you, when I'm thinking about you, when I'm thinking about you.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Fantastic. We'll be right back after this.
St. Francis Hospice and celebrate the lives of those you loved. Dedicate a star and it'll be hung in the twinkling Light Up a Life Garden at St. Francis Hospice throughout Christmas. Go along to one of the Light Up a Life services, including the new one at Dagenham and Redbridge Football Ground. Find out more at sfh.org.uk. St. Francis Hospice. Light up a life. Reflect, remember, and celebrate.
Affinity Legal Group is one of the leading will writers in the United Kingdom, with over 100 years of collective experience. We specialise in will drafting, trusts, estate planning and probate, with our network of specialist advisors giving you the best service available. Even if you already have a will, changes in your circumstances or the law could mean that you need to have it checked and updated. Contact us on 01245 850000 or visit our website www.affinity-wills.co.uk to find out more.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Do you like a jingle? Good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Your favourite Essex boy. Fantastic, that track. Beautiful vocals.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful vocals. And the thing is, when I listen to music like this, I then watch The X Factor, and then I think, God, there's some pretty naff ones on there. Why aren't you on that now?
I don't know. Not right for the show.
Damn those pesky judges.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Batman if I'd done that, wouldn't it? punching me fist. You can't see it because it's radio. But we have got a webcam if you want to head over to fixfilm.com. Look and listen. There's a little tab and you can see what's going on. Actually, you can't because the camera's pointing towards the window. But you could have a look at our catcus. Because that's what it, the catcus is now live on our streaming TV. I'll leave it like that for the time being. Right, let's talk about the debut EP. It's called Tattoo.
Yes.
That was one of the tracks off it.
Yes.
Tell us more about that. How many tracks you got on there?
5. I wrote them all myself. Wrote it, produced it, recorded it, mixed it, mastered it, the whole thing.
And it's reached number 30 on the iTunes chart, so well done for that.
Yes, it was amazing. It was just after the audition, my first audition, and it just kept climbing and climbing, and I couldn't believe it. It's like a dream come true.
I suppose when you go on TV, you get that. Your Twitter followers suddenly jump up.
X Factor was great exposure. Like, I can't say anything bad about it. It was amazing.
So you've got... is that available to buy now, by the way?
Yes, it's on iTunes, and physical copies are on my website.
Okay, and Amazon or just iTunes?
I think it's just on Amazon. No, I think it's just on iTunes and also Spotify.
Okay, mm-hmm. Now we'll talk about the website in a sec. So talk us through how you do your writing of your music, because it's something, a question I ask everyone. I suppose every radio presenter will ask you the same question, but... Do you write about things that have happened to you, life experiences,
yeah,
etc. Do you pen the lyrics first, or do you get your keyboard out, or your guitar, or your flute even, and then do a little melody and then think, oh, this will go with that? How does that work for you?
I often start with a word that I really like and feel inspired by. So for Breathe, I came up with this word, and I was like, what does that mean to me? And I started thinking about, like, you know, at the beginning of stages of a relationship, and you're kind of holding your breath in anticipation. And so I end up just playing a few chords on the guitar and just singing the lyrics. So I sing it as I go and kind of write it down. And I find that's the best way for me. I can't write lyrics and think of a melody or the other way around. It's like exact same time.
I think if I was holding my breath in anticipation, I'd probably just pass out.
Oh, no.
Be a long wait. See how long I can go for. Yeah, that's what, I mean, so that works for you. That's and you got your type of tracks are, do they all guitar, or do you have ones where you play with bands or produced in a studio?
Well, I did all at home, but some of them are a bit more of a full production. Tattoo and California Lovers are a bit more full, and then I wanted to do some more stripped back guitar ones so that if people heard them live, it was a bit more like it sounded like the EP.
If you could work with someone, I know if you'd gone for it to X Factor, you probably would have sung with one of the, you know, they have guests come in. But if you could actually pull someone out of, you know, do a duet with them or bring someone in to make an album with, who would you go with?
Someone I'm listening to a lot at the moment is Quabs. He's a new artist, and he's amazing. I love his voice. It's super soulful. So probably him, or Gavin DeGraw, I really love as well.
Is your track that Tattoo, is that different to the one you'd sing live?
Yeah, so it's got, I play the piano on it, and there's drums, and there's a bass, and a bit of strings, which is nice, and more full backing vocals.
Great stuff. I've just loaded it on the PC. We'll play that out fairly soon.
Sounds great.
Let's do another track. Tell us about your second track.
This one is called Brave, and it's one that I wrote when I first kind of started getting back into music, and I was really shy about what people would think, and it's kind of hard to put yourself out there, so I wrote it as kind of like a personal anthem, just to be strong.
Is it also on the EP, do you say?
Yes, it's the fifth track on the EP.
It's the fifth track. Okay,
yes.
Take it away.
Okay. Don't be afraid to show who you are. All the beautiful things you hide are what set you apart. Be fearless, shameless, don't be afraid to be yourself. Strong, courageous, trying to be like someone else. Just show the love that's in your heart. Ooh, if they ever try to shame you, know that they can break you, you're brave, yeah. You're a warrior, got the lion's roar. They can take it away, brave, yeah. You're brave, you're brave, you're brave. Ooh, It's so easy to hide yourself in a mask. You paint a picture and made everyone believe that you're fearless, shameless, but you're afraid to be yourself. Strong, courageous, trying to be like someone else. But when you fool the world, what do you get back? Ooh, if they ever try to shame you, ooh, know that they can break you, your brave, yeah. Your warrior got the lion's roar, they can take it away.
Didn't want it to end. I had to let that last bit of breath slowly go away. That it was that good.
Thank you so much.
I take it you're gigging at the moment.
I do gig. I haven't got any lined up, which is terrible. But I do gigs in London, and I play the open mic night in Billericay sometimes. So that's good.
Oh, good. Is it? Do you like the pubs? Is it clubs you're after? Do you like being up close and personal? Or do you like, you know, like festivals and being on the big stage? What's your best gig?
My best gig to date is probably the Gibraltar Music Festival. I lived in Gibraltar before I came out here, and it was just such a cool experience playing to more people and having people singing my songs back to me was so cool. But I love being more personal as well, because you can talk to the audience and just kind of get to know them and tell them about the music. So I love both. I can't pick.
I take it if you're doing like a live mic, open mic situation, yeah. you can do your own songs. You probably do quite a lot of your own songs. Do you do covers as well?
I do covers. I have a lot on my YouTube channel as well, and I love putting my own spin on stuff. It's really fun.
So if you was doing a cover, what type of person do you, you know, what artist do you use?
Oh, gosh, any. I love the classics, so I love Michael Jackson's. So I played a few of his songs, but I also like stuff that's more current and things that you wouldn't expect to be acoustic. So I like to surprise people.
So we're going to be putting your track on in a minute, Tattoo.
Yes.
And then when we come back off that, should we do a cover?
Yeah, sounds good.
With a bit of spin on it. You can pick one, what you want to do.
Okay.
And while you're thinking about that, we'll play your new track now. This is the Tattoo off your new EP.
Fantastic.
Okay, this is Megan Dallas, Tattoo.
With you.
Tattoo, Megan Dallas. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Let's get your mic back on. There you go.
Thanks.
Now, you've got quite a few videos out at the moment, haven't you?
Yes, I've got a lot of them on my YouTube channel.
Some of them are like 100,000 views?
No, not on my channel.
That's what I come up with. Is it all together? Is it the one from possibly then the one from X Factors?
I think so. I think that's got like 400,000 views or something crazy. Well,
that's more than 100,000. It's even better.
Yeah, it's a lot. A lot of views.
Mm. Are they fun to do? Doing the videos?
Yeah, it's just a little like kind of hobby and just to surprise people with some new songs, and because I can't put out original music so often, so yeah. It's nice to do some covers and yeah.
What's the, you talked about the with Twitter earlier on. If people want to find out more, I know you've got like a website, you've got your Twitter account. Let's start off with Twitter. It's Megan Dallas, Megan Dallas.
Megan Dallas, yep.
That's easy enough to find. Mm-hmm. Facebook is quite easy as well.
Megan Dallas Music.
Megan Dallas Music. And your website?
MeganDallasMusic.com.
And if you just go to there, does it have links to the
yes,
all the other sites?
It does.
So head over to the website.
Yeah,
find out more.
You can find everything there.
And then you can also, if you want to get hold of the track or the EP, which is called Tattoos, got that track on it, and one of the early ones, that is available on iTunes now to buy. And you can get physical copies as well, you said?
Yes, you can buy them on my website.
Okay, what about the front? Has it got a front cover? What have you got on the artwork?
It's me with some tattoos on my back, and everyone asks if they're real, but they're not.
They was fake, was it?
Yeah, I got a friend to draw them on, pretty
cool.
The artwork. It's cool. I really like them.
Otherwise, you're about to have just tattoos for each EP. Then as you start having more EPs, you kind of run out of body, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, hopefully.
Meg, it's been a pleasure having you in on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I look forward to hearing more of your work later on and following
you.
And you're going to play us out with a track, a cover.
Yes, I'm going to play a cover. So,
what have you chosen for us?
I've chosen a Beyoncé song, to something a little different, a bit more upbeat.
Okay, take it away.
Okay.
Oh, no, no. I look and stare so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Cause you know I don't understand just how your love can do what no one else can. Got me looking so crazy right now, your lust. Got me looking so crazy right now. Got me looking so crazy right now, your touch. Got me looking so crazy right now. Got me hoping you page me right now, your kiss. Got me hoping you save me right now. Looking so crazy in love. Got me looking so crazy in love. Oh, 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 no, no. no no. Oh 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 no no. Oh 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 no no. When I talk to my friends so quietly, look at what you did to me. These shoes don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. It's the way that you knew what I thought I knew. It's the beat that my heart skips when I'm with you. But I still don't understand just how your love can do what no one else can. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your touch got me looking so crazy right now. Got me hoping you page me right now. Your kiss got me hoping you save me right now. Looking so crazy in love's got me looking so crazy in love. Oh 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 no no. Oh 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 no no. Oh 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 no no. Oh 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 oh. Got me looking so crazy, my baby. I'm not myself lately. I'm foolish, I don't do this. I've been playing myself. Baby, I don't care, 'cause your love's got the best of me. And baby, you're making a fool of me. You got me sprung and I don't care who sees, 'cause baby, you got me. You got me so crazy, baby. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your touch got me looking so crazy right now. Got me hoping you page me right now. Your kiss got me hoping you save me right now. Looking so crazy in love's got me looking so crazy in love. I'm looking so crazy in love's got me looking so crazy in love. Oh 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 no no. Oh 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 no no. Oh 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 no no. Oh 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 no no.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
The fantastic Megan Dallas. And if you missed any of that, you can have it back again on demand from tomorrow around about 3, 4 o'clock on our Phoenix FM webpage. You'll find it on the Sunday Lunch Show. You'll also find it on Twitter. I'll be twittering out the link, and it'll also be on the Sunday Lunch Show page on Facebook. You can find that, including some of the videos we've taken live in studio and all the three tracks and links to Megan's website as well. So thank you very much for coming in.
Thank
again.
You so much for having me.
Okay, gonna have some ads, and then we'll be back with Rajiv.
I pop pick.